You'll find information on how to support Clear Vision Revival at the end of this podcast. So today we're going to talk about the love of the truth. And that's really important to me, the love of the truth. The love of the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Word, and the Word is Jesus Christ. Jesus was made flesh. He was called the Word. You know, that's true. And someone showed me a video of somebody who was preaching, a woman, she was preaching, and she started talking about Jesus being the Word. And I don't listen to women preachers because the Bible says, suffer not a woman to preach or teach, to assert authority over a man. It's talking about asserting authority over the ecclesia. It's talking about the government of God. A woman can open her mouth and speak about God, but to do it on an official level is not right. And we can go over and over and over the scriptures, but no one wants to listen because all they want to do is just let everything slide. They don't love the truth of the Word. I was listening to a woman the other day. Someone showed me, they sent me a link. They said, you should look at this. I said, oh, all right. So I looked at it as a woman preaching. I thought, I don't want to do this. She started talking about the Word. She said, Jesus is the Word. And I thought, oh, okay, she knows stuff. She talked about certain aspects of the kingdom of God that you don't know unless you've been taught by the Holy Spirit these things. So I just sort of listened to her for a second and I kept going. I thought, oh man, get out of this. And she kept going. There was some muffly bits. So I skipped through all the muffly bits, you know, and I thought, okay, she's been talking about some interesting things. But the Bible says not to be taught by women in that way. It's not scriptural. Anyway, so I'm just about ready to go on this. And then she says, you know, about the thief on the cross. And then she talks about if anybody believes that you have to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit or be baptized in the Holy Spirit, then, you know, they're telling you lies, you know, to be saved. And I just said, oh, thank you. You helped me ditch you real fast. So I just ditched her real fast. And I walked away in disgust that, you know, over and over and over again I've asked the Lord, how do these people have anointing? How do they know this stuff? And yet they're clearly in violation of your Word. How do they have this? Over and over I've asked the Lord about this. And he said, well, they have my anointing. They have knowledge and understanding. It's not exclusive to men. It's to the body of Christ. But everybody has a different function, and it's the function that's in violation, not the knowledge. Not the knowledge. I mean, she spoke about things, but she definitely, I mean, she talked about being taken to heaven and speaking to God all the time and all this stuff. I am sure that the Lord would have said, listen, do you know that rubbish you're speaking about? You don't need to receive the Holy Spirit. You don't need to be baptized. I think that you're wrong. We just dismiss that stuff. People make all these claims of God encounters and angelic encounters, but yet they're so fundamentally scripturally wrong. You'd think that an angel would say to them, hey, you're wrong. I think we need to just get away from all of these other bits and pieces that are trying to represent the truth and get back to the Word of God. If the Word of God states something, then it's fact, it's true. And if you want to operate outside of the Word of God, then you're a liar. That's basically it. Now, you might be anointed, you might be baptized by full immersion, you might be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, and you can speak in tongues for hours. I've met people when I went to America. I met one guy who's praying in tongues for hours every day, and yet he is homeless, and he's smoking, and I knew a guy who prayed for 3 hours a day for about, I don't know, I think it was a year or something, and he still smoked. And I couldn't believe that. I couldn't understand that. It really got me. And I said to the Lord, how does that work? And he said, You know, when people get the knowledge of God, that doesn't always mean that they're obedient. When people have the opportunity to have their lives changed, when people have their knowledge of God, it doesn't mean they're going to follow Him. When people get a revelation of God, it doesn't mean that they're going to be obedient. He said they're two separate things. You need to be obedient to the Word of God. I don't care if you know everything, everything and everything about the kingdom of God and how it all functions. If you're not obedient, you're not worth a cracker. You're nothing. You're useless. You're a waste of time. You're no good at all to anybody at all. Matter of fact, you're a cloud with looks like you've got potential, but you're without any rain, no water. And all you can bring is lies and deception and death to people's lives. Jesus said, the enemy, that's Satan, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus comes that you may have life and life more abundantly. Jesus is the Word, and the Word is Jesus. And if you don't like the Word of God, then you don't like Jesus. You can't separate them. And people want to separate them. They want to love Jesus and only follow part of His Word, only do part of His Word, only respect part of His Word. Well, good luck when you stand before the Lord, because I don't think you're going to do well. So we need to get back to fundamentals. Doesn't matter if we know lots of stuff. Doesn't matter if we've prayed for people and seen them healed, kicked demons out of people. You know, the Lord said, He said, many will come and say, haven't I done marvelous works in your name? Didn't I cast out demons? He said, I didn't. He said, I didn't know you. I didn't know you. I never knew you. And that word know, if you look it up in the Greek, it means to know personally, to have an intimate relationship with, one-on-one. It's a Jewish idiom for a man and a woman having sexual relationship. It's about total and utter intimacy. Jesus wants all of the screens down. He wants all of the walls down. He wants the wall or the door to your heart opened up widely. He wants you to take it off the hinges. He wants full access to you. That's what He wants. He doesn't interest in how many demons you kick out and all the marvelous works and mighty signs and wonders, but access to you He wants. And He is the Word. And if you don't let the Word dwell richly in you, then you're going to be tainted. You're going to be like a person going through a garbage dump, picking through a garbage of this world's logic, this world's teaching, even in the name of God. People teaching garbage, and there's gems in that garbage. So you pick through the garbage dump trying to find these little gems that are going to sustain your life. Just going back to the same old prophecy, and it's being fulfilled in your life. Where the Bible says in Isaiah, it says, line upon line, here a little, there a little. No, for stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto these people, saying, this is the rest, this is the refreshing, this is where I may cause the weary to rest. But they don't want to hear it. They want to go back to fast food, drive-through, Word of God. They want someone else to dig it out for them and give it to them. They want somebody else to go through the garbage dump. You know, I didn't go to the garbage dump to get the gems for you. I went directly to the fountainhead. I got it cling wrapped around. It was actually sealed food to give to you. It wasn't tainted. It didn't fall on the ground. It wasn't mixed in a garbage dump. And you know what? The word that I got from God to give to you was direct access to the fountainhead. It wasn't go to the garbage dump. It was go to the fountainhead. And yet they'll still go, and they'll, you know, people just amaze me. They'll just still go to garbage dumps, picking through garbage dumps, trying to find a gem. Why don't you just go to the fountainhead where it comes straight from the tap? Instead of it falling on the ground or falling into a dirty old bucket with dirty old junk in it, people just won't learn. It's part of their immaturity. It's not economical to go to the garbage dump. It's very efficient to go to the Word of God, to go to the fountainhead through the Holy Spirit. It's inefficient to dig through miles and miles and miles of dirt to find a little bit of gold. It's more efficient to go directly to where the gold comes out. It's more efficient to go to God. Now, it takes effort. You need to get away from your hardwired stuff, which means religiousness, that you need to go to somebody else to get you the stuff about God. You need to go to some priest or some holy man to give you the truth, even though you have to sit through hours and hours and hours and hundreds and thousands of hours to get some gem, 45 minutes of waffle to get some little gem. It's very inefficient, very inefficient. The most efficient thing you can do is go directly to the fountainhead, and everything that comes out the fountainhead is gold. Everything that comes out the fountainhead is life, and life more abundantly. Again, I'll say, Jesus said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy you. He wants to take everything that you have. But Jesus come that you may have life and life more abundantly. You know, we talk about following Jesus. We talk about wanting to be a Christian. We talk about we love the Word, but yet we'll walk through a garbage dump to try and find some truth. The Word specifically states how to go to Him. For God is a spirit, and He seeks such to worship Him. Spirit and truth. You must be born again. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. Jesus even said, who is the Word? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes, that means trusts in, adheres to, and relies upon. He that believes in Him and is baptized will be saved. He that doesn't believe, doesn't trust in, adhere to, and rely upon will be damned. So if you really want the truth, it's in the Word. And the Word was produced by men who were inspired by the Holy Spirit. I don't know how many times I have to tell people this. I have to quote it over and over again. But they don't seem to have ears to hear. They still want a little bit here and a little bit there, a little bit of junk. They'll go through miles and they'll go through tons of junk to find some little gem. I go straight to the fountainhead. I sit down, I pray in tongues, and the Holy Spirit delivers the untainted Word into my heart. I read the Word of God and I meditate on it over and over again. And God gives me something that's not from a garbage dump. He gives me truth because I have the love of the truth. Because I was taught in the beginning to love the truth of the Word and to not to disrespect it, to honor it, and to know that if I meditate on the Word, even in Psalms chapter 1, it says, blessed is he that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but in the law of the Lord does he meditate, or the Word says that he will be a tree that's planted by the side of a river whose roots go down deep and they receive lots and lots of water, and the leaves will never wither. They'll always be green. But yet we want the counsel of men. We want the counsel of people who look godly, who say they've done this, that, and the other. Maybe they have. I don't know. I don't really care. I don't care if a person's been taken to heaven every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. I don't care if Jesus comes into their room and speaks to them for hours and hours and hours every day. If it's not in alignment with the Word, I don't like them. Don't want to know about what they say. All I'm interested in is the Word of God. I'm only interested in the pure Word that's not untainted and dirtied, that's not hasn't fallen on the ground. I don't eat stuff from the ground. I don't eat stuff from garbage dumps. I eat stuff that's been sealed by the Word of God, that hasn't been ruined, hasn't got flies all around it. He's the true bread that comes down from heaven. Yet people want to eat natural food. They want to eat natural doctrine. They want to read all this stuff to get to something. Well, if you want to go plowing through the dump, go for it. But you need to be discerning, or you don't put stuff in your mouth that's no good. You're going to get sick. But time and time again, people just can't help themselves. They want to drive through fast food Christianity. They want somebody to serve it up on a plate to them. They don't even know if the person used, you know, gloves or anything. They don't know nothing about the preparation of it. But you know, it's already been prepared for you by God, and He will deliver it directly to you. You don't want to be drinking from a bucket that somebody's given you. You want to be drinking from the fountainhead, from the tap where the water comes out that went into the bucket. You know, sometimes there's a great chain, a supply chain, before you get the food. Who knows what quality conditions it's gone through to get to you. But if you go directly to the fountainhead, you get food that is pure, clean, and untainted, and it's full of truth. But if you don't have the love of the truth, well, just go and drink at the mouth of the river where all the slop floats down. Knock yourself out, but don't fellowship with me, because you'll have nothing to offer me except lies and deception. And I don't want to be listening to your garbage dump junk. You know, I know people who are walking in the power of God, but they're still feeding at the garbage dump because they were never taught about the love of the word. Now, they may speak about it, but they don't have the true revelation of it. It's not really inside them. It's on the edge. And I've lived with that type of situation myself. Nothing's real until it's absolutely, truly in your heart. You can speak about it, you can preach about it, you can talk about it. But unless it's in your heart, unless it's part of you, unless it's who you are, it's part of your identity, and you're in Christ Jesus, and you're truly representing the kingdom of God, untainted, not from a garbage dump. Unless you're doing that, then I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear your doctrine or your rubbish. I don't want to hear your ideas and your concepts. I'm only interested in the truth. You know, people go to Siri, they go to all of Google, and they say, ask all sorts of questions. That's wonderful. But you know, I ask the Holy Spirit. He tells me the truth. He's my paraclete. He's one who comes alongside me, and He instructs me, and He is the Spirit of truth. Not the spirit of a garbage dump. He's the Spirit of truth. Now, some people have no access to pure food. They have to go through the garbage dump. And I say to you, get baptized and get filled with the Holy Spirit and start praying in tongues, and you'll have access. You will have access to the purest food that's available. Jesus said He is the bread that comes down from heaven. Jesus said to the woman at the well, if you ask, I would give you water and you'd never thirst again. It's absolutely sustainable. So you can eat from the bread of heaven and drink from the water, the fountain of life. Or you can go to the garbage dump and pick through the food with a stick and spend hundreds and hundreds of hours listening to waffle for somebody to get to one point. I'm over that. I've been through that. I've sat through that. I sat through meetings, and I sat through church meetings where they give you one point and you have to sit through 45 minutes of a build-up. And sometimes you already knew it, so why would you want to hear it again? And you're already living it and walking it, why would you want to hear it again? You know, we need to be reminded, but it seems like they have nothing to say, just one little thing. I mean, I sat through once, and I sat through one, for, it was an hour. Someone said, we have a special message for you. And they called all the churches together in the town. This great prophet turned up, so-called prophet. And he waffled and waffled and waffled. And Don and I looked at each other and go, come on, hurry up, get to the point. And his message was, Jesus has left the building. He's talking about the sacrifice. He's talking about the goats that were, the hands were laid on by the priests. He's talking about Jesus has taken your sins away. If you don't know that, what are you doing? I mean, there are pastors who thought this was a great revelation. They don't know much. I don't think they know anything. I had one pastor say he is giving a talk, and he's a pastor for many years, and he said, I just realized it's all about the blood. I went, oh, man. These are fundamental things that a person should learn. They should learn to go to the fountainhead and not through the dump. They should learn about repentance from dead works, doing things that are going to get you nowhere in the kingdom of God, and walk in the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, preferably the perfect will, but that takes a bit of skill. You won't get that walking through the garbage dump, I'll tell you. You'll just get junk. You get disease, fly-blowing food. We have to wipe the maggots off just to get to something that looks like it might possibly have some nutrition. But you know, the Bible says that people just don't have ears to hear and eyes to see. All they want to do is have a little bit here and a little bit there, line upon line. They won't go and sit down and pray in tongues. But it is. It's with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak unto these people, saying, this is the refreshing, this is the rest, this is the refreshing, where it will cause the weary to rest. But they just won't hear you. All they'll do is go back to line upon line. Because people are just generally lazy. They're just spiritually lazy, and it's going to do them in big time. You know, we're coming into a time where great deception is going to come upon the world. And you're not going to get clarity in a garbage dump. You're going to be deceived massively. If you can't walk in truth now when the opportunity is easy, then how are you going to do it when it's really hard? When it really takes discerning of spirits? When it's fine cutting? Even the very elect, if it could be, they would be fooled. And you're running around in a garbage dump, and you haven't learned the first fundamentals of the kingdom of God, and that's to love the word of God, and to believe in it, and to dwell on it, to dwell in it, and to have it as your foundation. But you won't. You'll cut corners, you'll shave off areas just so that you get to run around in the garbage dump. Because you only like garbage. I've been in the Lord 34 years, and I found over and over again, people by nature, by their unredeemed nature, want garbage. They're not willing to go to the fountainhead. They just want to hang around the garbage dump. And it's only when they start going to the fountainhead a little bit here and a little bit there, just a tiny bit, 5 minutes a day, they start to possibly go towards the truth. Takes a while. You know, I was taught well. The Lord even told me, he said, I had a great foundation laid inside me. That was the love of the word. I didn't even know the Bible. I knew nothing, zero, nothing about the Bible. The next day I got baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. I knew stuff. It was already in me. And I was reading scriptures, piles and piles of scriptures, and understanding them, because I had nobody to tell me there's a garbage dump down the road, there's a church down the road that's preaching sort of a bit of truth amongst all the rubbish. I never had anybody tell. Nobody told me that stuff. I was lucky. I was directly plugged into the tap as soon as I got baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, and I was taught never to go to the garbage dump. And yet I see all these saints going to the garbage dump. Some of them are born again in the garbage dump. And they don't know any better, and they just continue to stay there. I walk around, I get my water and I get my food directly from heaven. But I've shown you over and over again. A lot of you like what this website's talking about, but you still want to go back to the garbage dump. You need to break with that habit. You know, God said, come out from among them, come out from the unclean thing, and be separate, and I'll receive you as a father. You know, God wants to bless you with the truth. He doesn't want you hanging around people who love the garbage dump. He wants you to separate yourself from them, and go to the place where the tap is, and drink from the tap. You know, we're looking for as many teachers as we can to try and short circuit, try and make things happen quick. Well, that's lack of maturity. Because the kingdom of God you have to press into. The kingdom of God you have to go after. The kingdom of God is taken with violence. It means you need to take effort to go and do it. It's not a drive-through where you just get whatever. The food that you get from these drive-throughs is so non-nutritious. I don't even know how you can sustain life with it. But I go directly to the fountainhead. I eat from the bread of heaven. Why don't you change your tactic and forget about reading books, forget about chasing somebody's 12-step plans, and go after God through the Holy Spirit exclusively. And you will get more than you are bargaining for. The revelation will come thick. You'll have more than enough to chew on. You will be full to overflowing. You will draw from the well of salvation. Your life will be transformed. It would be nice if people actually didn't have a garbage dump mentality. They love to come to my website. They love what I'm saying. They know it's the truth. But they just can't break from the garbage dump because all their friends are there and their old way of thinking is there. Their habits are there. Here a little, there a little. No, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto these people, saying, this is the rest, where I may cause the weary to rest. This is the refreshing. But they don't want to hear that. They just want to go back to the garbage dump. You know, the Bible says things, you have to believe them. You have to have it inside you to believe them. You have to trust in the Word of God that is true. You have to believe the Word of God. If you don't believe in the Bible, you don't believe in Jesus because He's the Word of God. I know that these things are in your face, but that's too bad. Because you're going to stand before the Lord one day and He's going to say, why did you go to the garbage dump? And now your house is going to be messed up. Your house is built on sand. Your house is built on broken walls. And the enemy will continually breach those walls because you eat at the garbage dump. And you don't have any nutrition. And your leaves, they wither. They don't stay green. Because you walk under the counsel of the ungodly. Anybody who says some bits about God is true and then waffles a lot about other stuff which is not of the Word of God, contrary to the Word of God, they're liars. They're deceivers. Yeah, even Paul said, if any man preach another gospel to you, let him be accursed. They're hard words. He didn't say, oh, look, just, you know, try and be nice to him. Pray, put him in your prayers. He said, no, let him be accursed. He said, if an angel even comes to you and preaches another gospel, let him be accursed. If you even have some angelic visitation, even if you have some miraculous stuff happen to you, if it's outside the kingdom of God, it's not the kingdom of God. But you wouldn't know if you haven't read the Bible. And you wouldn't know if you haven't prayed enough and got yourself into a place where you can maybe discern something. You're just being captive over and over again to every wind of doctrine. Tossed to and fro, sitting on a fence, having both sides of the field. Now God wants you to get off the fence and only graze from one field. God would rather you get off the fence and graze in the rotten dump, stay there, don't bother about the Word of God at all. He'd rather you get off the fence and go to the fountainhead. He doesn't want you on the fence. You can't have a bit of both. You can't serve two masters. You'll despise one. No, you have to either be fully for God or fully for the world. God's going to bring everybody into a place of that. He's going to bring everybody off the fence. No, so you need to sit down and maybe consider, which side of the fence do I really walk on? Am I trying to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life? It ain't going to work. You need to reject one and cleave to the other. You need to forget about one and go fully after the other. Get off the fence and go and drink in the fountainhead. Forget about the false doctrines and the half-tainted ideas and the junky food full of maggots. Happen to brush it away. Come and eat food that's been sealed and has nothing bad in it. It is clean in every way. It's not going to make you sick. It's going to make you strong. You need to get off the fence and stop searching here and there and everywhere for the truth. It's inside you. The kingdom of God has been distributed, been packaged inside of you. And as you pray in tongues, it will be drawn out so that you can think about it and act on it. So we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to partner with Don and I and help support us, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.